Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Years ago, and I'm talking over 30 years ago, I used to sell mobile homes. And I was just a salesman, wasn't the owner, but sometimes people come in and they'd say, I want to buy this home. And they'd say, hold it for me. And they'd say, well, if we're going to hold it for you, you're going to have to put something down on it. Do you want to buy this home? Yes, I want to buy it. Then you're going to have to put something down. So they would put down, let's just say, $500. A little bit later, they may come back and say, you know what, I changed my mind, I don't want to buy the house. Then the people would be just a little upset that they didn't get their $500 back from my boss. But my boss's argument was, look, I held this home for you for 1 week, and you did not come in. You did not want it. You did not try to buy it. Therefore, this home is not yours, and you're not buying it. Therefore, the money, when I could have sold it, is going to stay with me. Now, I know that oftentimes he would either give the money back or give the money back in part, but I'm not trying to justify that or find fault with it. I'm just saying that that was a legal transaction. It's also why I'm not in the business anymore, too. But nonetheless, it was a legal transaction. Perhaps some of you out there have done just like I did. You put down a security deposit when you were young and getting ready to rent a place, and you had a security deposit, and then you had a first and last month's payment. And you go to check out, and they check over the room. If they don't like the house or the apartment or whatever it is that you rented, that you've kept it clean, it doesn't meet their standard, they can keep that security deposit. Well, Jesus Christ told us, and the Bible here tells us, that the Holy Spirit is the earnest for our salvation. We were sealed with the Holy Spirit. And so, that is already given for us. Now, friend, Jesus paid it all for the salvation of our soul. But to take us to heaven and guaranteed to us that we would not have the salvation taken away, he gave us an earnest. And the earnest he gave was his Holy Spirit. Now, to have your salvation taken away means that God will lose his earnest. That would therefore mean that the Holy Spirit would be lost to the Godhead and that he would suffer in hell with you for all eternity. Now, friend, God is not going to lose his Holy Spirit. And that's how I can be certain of salvation. God's word is not wrong. God's word doesn't lie. And if he says I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit and that the Holy Spirit is the earnest, then I know I'm saved because God doesn't lie and he will not lose his Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8 and verse 9 says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Now, let's go back to this idea of a down payment or of a earnest money being given. If I'm going to buy something from you and you say, okay, Brother Andy, I would like to have $500 earnest money, I say something like this. Okay, but I'm going to hold the money. I'm going to hold the $500. Well, if I say that, that doesn't mean a thing. If I can take the $500 back from you, that doesn't mean a thing. Then that's just worthless. No, it it's in earnest when I give the $500 to you. Well, my friend, when you got saved, you were given the earnest of the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, we read this, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." So, my friend, what I want you to understand is that when you got saved, the very moment you were saved, you were baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ. You got the Holy Spirit when you got saved. Now, understand, there's a difference between the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the filling of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit takes place one time at the moment you are saved. The filling of the Holy Spirit can take place many times. And by the way, the filling of the Holy Spirit is not how much of the Holy Spirit that you have. My friend, you got all the Holy Spirit when you got saved. It's rather, how much of you does the Holy Spirit have? That's what the fullness of the Holy Spirit means, is how much of you does He have? Is there an area of your life that you will not surrender to Him? So, having said that, I can repent and turn to Christ because His word is good. The rest will be completed at the rapture. What do you mean by that, Brother Andy? Well, Romans 8:23. Not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Now, there we're told, and we had this in an earlier message here in Ephesians chapter 1, that adoption is defined for us by the Word of God. And we're told there that adoption is the redemption of our body. It speaks of the rapture. And so, that is the redemption of the purchased possession. This is when our adoption is completed. How were we purchased? Well, you go back to Ephesians 1, verse 7. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. We were purchased by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The purchased possession is me. It's you. It's all of those who have received Christ. And my friend, when you receive Christ, you become His purchased possession. Being sealed by the Spirit of God and bought by His blood, because now once you've been bought by His blood, you're not your own, you're His. That will be to the praise of His glory. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, 13, and 14, we read this, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred, and tongue, and people, and nation, and every creature which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power be unto Him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb, forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped Him that liveth forever and ever." Now, my friend, that will be the day when we realize that He was the Lamb slain and that we were redeemed to God by His blood out of every kindred, tongue, and nation. And that's why we will all bow down and say honor and blessing and glory and power be unto Him. And we'll worship Him that liveth forever and ever. Because He is the Lamb of God that was slain for us. What I'm trying to point out to you, my friend, is that if you are in Christ, then we are more than safe in the arms of Jesus. We are as safe as an arm of Jesus. Not just in His arm, but as an arm. Our salvation is in three parts. Justification is the first part. That is the removal of the guilt and the penalty of sin. It is the bestowal of Christ's righteousness upon us. Secondly, it is sanctification. Sanctification is to set apart for a sacred use. When you got saved, you were immediately sanctified. That was a positional sanctification. And then you grow progressive sanctification in Christ. And this is the progressive work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer, conforming us to the image of Jesus Christ, which is to the praise of His glory. Now understand what is taking place then in these first two steps of justification and sanctification. You are not only forgiven of your sin and your sin completely paid for in full, but you are cleansed. Cleansed from your sin. And that leads to the third step of glorification. That is the act to come that we mentioned there in Romans 8:23, when we are redeemed through the rapture, when the adoption takes place, the redemption of our body. Then, with these transformed present bodies into perfect, sinless, deathless, glorified bodies, likened unto His body, when this old vile body is put off, and we are like Him, oh, that will be glory. Now, my friend, the devil tries to oppose this action of the Trinity. Have you ever thought about how the devil tries to oppose God? He opposes the Trinity. He opposes the Father in the works of creation, so the devil comes up and tries to bring in evolution. My friend, don't be duped, because I don't want any of our listeners to come out silly before the judgment of God. Don't be duped by theistic evolution. Okay, God created the heavens and the earth. We're told in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. So, my friend, things didn't evolve. God made all things. So the devil opposes the Father. Then the devil opposes the Son. The Son of God saves us by His grace. So what does the devil try to do? He tries to bring in a works salvation. And so people are trying to do work to earn their salvation. We hear of lordship salvation where people say, well, you messed up, so obviously you weren't truly saved. If you had been truly saved, you wouldn't have done that. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.